Amen. Two of them are my girls by choice. You'd have to figure out which one of those two are. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul says in verse number 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Sometimes we think about knowing the Lord. This knowledge of God, I believe that maybe goes beyond salvation. And to know the Lord is to have eternal life. And I think that that's vital. Boy, that's the most important thing that you could decide in your own personal life today, is that you know him as your Lord and Savior. But Paul says that I want to go a little bit further. I want to enjoy some fellowship. I want to step forward, and I want to go a little bit further than just that salvation. Peter talks about adding to our faith. And so there's a progression that goes on in the Christian's life. When they trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we are born again. We're birthed into the family of God. And then we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we should no longer be children, no longer be babes. But the Bible talks about how that we are perfect. Now, that word perfect, many times in the scripture, when it refers to the Christian, it's referring to maturity. We've come to a point where we understand some things. And we all understand that. We all have matured through the years. And some things that upsets the little ones does not upset the older ones because of maturity. We have trusted our God today, and we believe him, and we believe that he is able. And so we truly cast all of our cares upon him. But Paul says, I want to know him. I want to go a little bit further. Now, down in verse number 13, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. One thing that I do. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Again, let me encourage you to join us tonight at 6 o'clock. And we'll have part two of my thoughts for this morning, and what we should be for the Lord in this very special time of our lives. Paul says, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I wondered, what is that prize? What is that prize that Paul is stretching forth? Now, he speaks to other churches and other cities, and he talks about rewards. He talks about prizes that they win. Some they strive after being able to receive that little crown, that corruptible crown, as they receive the medals in the Olympics and things. And Paul says that, no, we strive for an incorruptible crown. But what is this prize? And I thought of several things that are prizes that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ, benefits, the psalmist says, and his benefits are innumerable. But I thought about forgiveness. I thought about what a wonderful prize forgiveness is. Now, to think that I have been forgiven for my sin. Sometimes that's hard for people to deal with. They understand or realize or remember that we were creatures of the darkness. We were creatures of the past. We were sinners by nature. And we partook in that sin in days gone by. But we came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we realize the forgiveness of our sins. And we rejoice and we praise God. And we want to serve God. And we go forth and tell others that we've been saved. And a witness, and we go and we stand in pulpits and we proclaim the mighty riches of God that's found in the forgiveness of sins. That forgiveness comes through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That prize, it could never be purchased. He has bought us by his own blood. And I'm so thankful for the forgiveness of sin. There are times when I remember what kind of a rascal I was in my past, but I am thankful that it's under the blood. A dear friend of mine, years ago, he may be with the Lord now, and I was visiting with him in his home one day, and he lived out in the country, and he said, I said, you know, I love the woods. Could I go out and just kind of walk around a little bit? We were going to have dinner together, and his wife was still preparing meal, and he was helping her, and we were sitting in the house just kind of waiting. And so I wanted to occupy my time a little bit. I wanted to see his land. I wanted to see the property. I wanted to go outside and see if I see any wildlife. And he said, sure. He said, but don't go over to the right. He said, because the kudzu over there is covering a deep pit, and I wouldn't want you to fall into the pit. And I said, you got a pit over there? And he said, yeah. He says, that's where my sins are. When he got saved, he came home and he took care of some of his sin. And he put it down in that pit. Actually put a stick of dynamite in there and took care of it. But he said, I'm glad that it's under the blood. I began to ask him, you know, what did... Now, it's under the blood, it's under the blood, it's under the blood. He was rejoicing. He was continually remembering the forgiveness that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I hope that you have been forgiven of your sins. And for those of us that are Christians, those of us who have trusted Christ as our personal Savior, we still battle with this old nature. Paul deals with that in Romans chapter 7. And that old nature still wants to rise up. That old nature still wants to have preeminence in our lives. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. I understand what that's like. But I'm glad that there's forgiveness that is found. And John says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now, he is writing to Christians there. He's writing to the little children. He's writing to those that have received forgiveness of sin and that they are children of God. But he says that, listen, there is still sin that is present among us, and sometimes we participate. I'm glad that there's forgiveness that is found there. We talk about how that there are those who are walking afar off, like Peter did when Jesus was being led to the slaughter. And we talk about how that they are backslidden on God and how that they need to be drawn back closer to Him. And maybe you're watching today and you fit that category, and I encourage you strongly, why don't you get back with the Lord? Get back to where you ought to be and serve God. Enjoy that great prize of forgiveness and rejoice in it. So, well, now, Pastor, that's not what the Bible says. He says that he presses toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. And so that prize is the call of God upon your life. I agree with that. What a wonderful privilege it is to be able to say that I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the call of God is upon my life. Now, I'm thankful. But you ought to be thankful as well. Not everyone is going to occupy a pulpit as I do this morning. Not everyone is going to be in a Sunday school class teaching and encouraging folks that sit before them on a weekly basis. Not everyone is going to be able to be a teacher in Bible schools or in Christian schools and teaching the Word of God, but every one of us has got a call upon our lives. Now, Paul wrote to young Timothy, and Paul said, talking about his thankfulness to God, and he says, who counted me worthy, faithful, putting me into the ministry. Do you know that God requires faithfulness? Moreover, brethren, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. And I believe that being faithful, not only being forgiven, but being faithful is a high prize, the calling of the Lord. That we are faithful in what God has given us to do. Jesus gave the story of the master, the king, and how that he had given talents unto those that were under him. And he said, he that is faithful in a few things or little things. There's little things in our lives that we need to be faithful about. I encourage folks, one of my little sayings around here is take care of the corners. When you go to sweeping up the room, take care of the corners. When you go to vacuuming, why don't you take care of the corners? A lot of times it's easy for us to take and run a vacuum cleaner over a floor and we don't get it into the corners, and there's a little dust begins to gather there. Some cobwebs will begin to gather there. And I've told my staff, if we'll take care of the corners, the main area will take care of itself. See, we're going to take care of that, but if we're diligent enough to go into the corners, then I know that the main area is going to be clean. Solomon says that it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. And sometimes we need to take care of the little things, the little things. We may think that our service to the God that we serve is nothing major. That I'll not be missed if I'm not here. But can I tell you, it's those little things that we need to be faithful to. Listen, God remembers that. And the Lord has promised that if we would be faithful in those little things, the least of those things, he says that he'll make us ruler over many. He's going to take and he's going to give more to us. Why? Because we're faithful in the little things. And we're to be faithful. Now I can list things for you this morning and tell you you're to be faithful in this and you're to be faithful in that and you're to be faithful. And I can run the gamut and talk about it for the next hour. But I believe that the Holy Spirit of God is able to work today through the internet, just like he works in this auditorium when this auditorium is filled with people and I'm preaching to them and we give an invitation. I always encourage them to do business with God as he does business with you. And maybe there's some little things in your life that you're not dealing with and you need to deal with them. And maybe the Lord has laid this upon my heart this morning just so you will be encouraged to deal with those little things. Being faithful. I thank God for his forgiveness. But I'm also thankful for faithfulness. That which we do not do within our own strength. We do it within the strength of God. And so Paul said he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. That's that high calling. But I'm glad that there is faithfulness there. Can I give you another F? For the furtherance of the gospel. He says in verse number 15, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be ye followers of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. We continue on the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given you and me a great privilege to be representatives. Paul says to the church at Corinth, he says that we are ambassadors for Christ. We are taking the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and we're sharing it with others. The furtherance of the gospel. We were to be of like mind. We were to take the opportunities that we have. The opportunities may seem fewer today. I wonder how many folks that I'm reaching today through the internet. We were to have the auditorium filled here. It says the capacity of this auditorium is 500. Plus people, we'd have a really tight ship if we had 500 folks in here. But I wonder if we're reaching more than 500 through internet. You know, we really don't know what is taking place in our influence, our circle of influence. when we, it goes beyond just that little circle that we see. Have you ever heard someone else speaking and you eavesdrop on them a little bit? Unless confession's good for your soul. In my travels, there's a lot of times that people will be talking and I hear a little bit of the conversation and I interject some thoughts. I never try to be rude, and I always try to be polite in doing that. But sometimes we hear what other people are saying, and it influences us. Do you know that there are times when you may be sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and someone else hears, and they say, excuse me, I would like to trust Christ today as my personal Savior too. See, they've heard, and we didn't know that we were influencing them as we were witnessing to this one. And the furtherance of the gospel, we just should continue to go forth in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that are without. And we should do that in the ways in which we can. And that is a wonderful prize that we have, the privilege of being able to share the gospel. Let me give you one more, and that's the future. As I look down toward verse number 20, he says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." I am so thankful that I have a future. Now, my future here on this earth has been interrupted a little bit. My plans have been interrupted. I'll be 67 years of age in another week. 67. I know I don't look it. But I'll be 67. I've got one person chuckling a little bit. And but, you know, as we look ahead and we plan for the future, we make plans, and this is what we strive to do. This is what we want to do. And sometimes those plans crumble before us. And sometimes health takes a different turn. And what our plans were does not become reality, that it's impossible. I cannot do those things. It may be because of physical, it may be because of financial. It may be because of friends, or it may be because of family. I shouldn't have teased my little 3-year-old granddaughter this morning, but I did. She said, "Papa, I'm growing up." And I said, "That's a sad thing. Because when she grows up, she won't care too much about Papa anymore. There'll be other things that'll occupy her mind and occupy her heart." And that's rightfully so. I'll just be an old guy that they'll come over and see and give me a piece of candy or something or other and hug my neck and say, "Papa, we love you and we'll see you later." It's just the course of life. But sometimes our family desires, our family plans change. And they're not like we were hoping that they would be. But I still have a future. I don't know what my immediate future is going to be. I don't know what my future is going to be in the next 10 days or the next 10 years. But I'm glad that I've got my conversation, my thoughts, my behavior is that which pertaineth to eternal things, to heaven. And there's coming a day when I'm going to receive a prize, a reward, that this old body that gives me fits sometimes, this old body that gives me aches and pain, this old body that, you better be careful, you're over that 65 year of age and the coronavirus jeopardized your health. I'm not making light of that. just being a fact, but one of these days I'll be given a glorious body that is likened unto his. What a great prize. Paul said, as he was closing out his letter to Timothy and encouraged him that he come, and there's not many days left in Paul's life, and he says, I have fought a good fight, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness as a prize. That's a reward. And we are to strive to fulfill that which God has called us to do. To baste every day in the forgiveness of God. And rejoice in Him. And to worship Him because of what He has done. Being faithful in our day-to-day life. Even in the little things, that we are faithful unto God. And that we continue in the furtherance of the gospel. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his own soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? And we are to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with every opportunity that we have. And we are to look forward to the future. Because one day we will stand with Him. I, just as you, desire to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's pray. My Father, again, I thank you for the day, and I thank you for the word of God, and I ask you that you would bless, Lord, that which has been read, that which has been said, that which has been sung. Lord, I pray that you would use our words somehow, some way, for your sake. I pray that you would comfort the people that view this broadcast. Lord, I pray that you would forgive us of our sins. Lord, I ask you that you would help us. May we truly humble ourselves before you. Would you heal our lands? Lord, would you do something in somebody's heart and life that is viewing this today? Do something in their heart and life for eternity's sake. I'd be thankful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless. Don't applaud, give money. Becky's here, she's collecting. All righty. Thank you all.